disturbed from his own thoughts. Strachan's voice jarred Ash back.
You have many questions, and they will be answered in time. First, I will do something for you.
Curious words, thought Ash. Strachan led Ash through a door and down a corridor. The walls, smooth as glass, but showed no reflection as they traveled towards another door at the end. Strachan held out a hand, to which the door opened. Both entered the room. The room appeared circular and sparse, except for the pool at the center of the room. Strachan stood to one side and motioned for Ash to join him at his side.
You've suffered much for your loyalty to my brother and our kind, and for this you will be rewarded. Step into the water, Ash.
Ash looked up at Strachan, but did not disobey the request. Removing the cloak from his mutilated body, Ash's mangled form slipped into the dark pool of liquid. Ash moved to the center of the pool up to his neck into the welcoming warmth of the dark substance. Not quite water, and not thick enough to hinder his movement. Strachan stretched out both arms and held them upwards to the ceiling where Ash glimpsed something happening above his head. A circular opening had appeared. A burst of light burst downward onto Ash, pushing him beneath the surface. Ash's lungs filled with the darkness, and he tried to claw his way back above.
Don't fight it, Ash. Let the process happen. Rejoice in your rebirth, and join your kind as it should be.
Ash stopped fighting what was happening to him, and let the energy flow through his body. Bones cracked, muscles stretched and tore. His blood on fire as he could feel the change in himself. Not just a physical change, but his essence to its core was changing. The pain was exquisite. The blinding light enveloped him as the darkness ebbed away.
Rise, my brother! Rise and join us! Lead us in the fight to come!
Rising from beneath the surface, his body floated above into the heart of the room, naked and transformed from the disfigured figure he had been on Avalon. Bathed in light, Ash looked through new eyes. The darkness he'd entered on this world was no more. The room of his rebirth filled with beings the same as Strachan, hundreds chanting in unison.
With your rejuvenation, you deserve a new name. You'll be known from this point forward as Saskren. The old you is no more. Come forward.
Saskren descended from his elevated position in the room and stood face to face with Strachan. Their height matched.
Behold our savior, my brethren! The prophecy is taking shape, and soon we shall join our fallen brother Kena on the other side, once more to take our rightful place and vanquish those who sent us here.
Standing tall, the once charred and disfigured features of the old Ash now resembled his brother's. His pale flesh, now toughened scale, not that dissimilar to the koi fish on Avalon. Eyes devoid of white, replaced with black. Saskren saw himself in the eyes of Strachan. He was reborn, powerful in his new form. Strachan stepped forward and addressed the crowd of brethren.
Behold the chosen one, Saskren!
The citadel trembled with cheers and deafening chants of Saskren. Every being rejoiced in that moment.
Come, my brother. There is much we need to do.
Saskren nodded and followed, leaving the chanting behind him. This was his. He had an army of strength and faith behind him. Kaner was waiting for them on the other side, and when they reunited, he would bring back his kin. No one would stop him then. Not even that annoying Rafe and his old man. He had a purpose and a destiny to now fulfill.